Target donates to activist group focusing on injecting LGBT agenda into schools. By Hannah Blow on May 26, 2023. Target is donating to an activist leftist group which focuses on injecting the LGBT agenda into schools, the company recently confirmed. Target has fallen under continued criticism over the past several weeks due to its overt promotion of woke gender ideology and the LGBT agenda. Despite the fact those who identify as such make up a small percentage of the U.S. population. Regardless, Target has openly embraced what society has deemed Pride Month. Taking place in June, with flashy Pride-themed displays prominently displayed at the front of stores, some of which have since been moved to the back due to backlash. The displays featured items not only for adults, from shirts reading Live Laugh Lesbian to transgender swimsuits, to items from a Satanist designer which have since been removed, but items for children and babies as well. While Target has clarified that tuck-friendly swimsuits come in adult sizes only, a closer look at the children's items shows some Pride-themed swimsuits containing tags which read thoughtfully fit on multiple body types and gender expressions, as Breitbart News extensively reported. While Target has lightly backtracked by moving the Pride section from its dominant position in the front in some stores and stopping its partnership with a Satanist designer who identifies as a gay transgender man, it is still proudly supporting the LGBT agenda and its attempts to target children, specifically, by partnering with the activist organization GLSEN. GLSEN describes itself as a group founded by teachers who knew that educators play key roles in creating affirming learning environments for LGBTQ youth. The organization overtly states its goal of injecting this ideology in schools under the guise of ensuring safer, more inclusive schools for LGBTQ youth. Watch, high school student calls out school officials for not protecting girls from trans-identifying biological male using girls' bathrooms and locker. It openly supports injecting this ideology into schools, even pushing an inclusive and affirming curriculum in schools, in which it urges teachers to increase your LGBTQ+ representation. It also urges educators to make the case for LGBT inclusion in various aspects of education by telling administrators that LGBTQ inclusive curriculum benefits all students by promoting acceptance and respect, and teaching them more about the diverse people and families in the world. Further, GLSEN urges teachers to have students include intersex as a choice when making charts about sex and gender. One lesson plan states that they should also include a variety of choices for other options, such as agender, gender fluid, female, male, non-binary, transman, trans woman, and other. Fox News notes that this organization also offers districts and students guidance on how to hide gender transitions from parents. For example, its policy for districts said, "The local education agency shall ensure that all personally identifiable and medical information relating to transgender and non-binary students is kept confidential. Staff or educators shall not disclose any information that may reveal a student's gender identity to others, including parents or guardian. This disclosure must be discussed with a student, prior to any action." Target made it clear it is all in with this organization. GLSEN leads the movement in creating affirming and anti-racist spaces for LGBTQIA+ students. "We are proud of 10-plus years of collaboration with GLSEN and continue to support their mission," Target said in a statement. Target is not the only woke company donating to this radical organization, either. PetSmart, which is touting its You Are Loved collection, Pride Apparel for Pets, also bragged of donating $200,000 to GLSEN. According to 2022 Gallup data, 7.2% of U.S. adults identified as LGBT, and of those, 0.6% identify as transgender and 0.1% identify as queer.